Good morning. A comfortable and mild start to the day across interior New York and New England, with most everyone waking up in the lower 60s, even some 50s across the higher terrain on this Wednesday. It's dry outside with partly cloudy skies, and we also have some locally dense fog, particularly in the valley locations. The fog will tend to mix out as the sun gets higher in the sky today, and we will enjoy mostly sunny skies as high pressure dominates the weather picture both at the surface and aloft, keeping it dry through the afternoon. Some fair weather clouds will mix in from time to time, especially across the hills and mountains as temperatures reach into the lower to mid 80s on average for daytime highs. Skies will be partly cloudy tonight, and temperatures will drop back into the lower to mid-60s. That high pressure center will continue to dominate into the day on Thursday with mostly sunny skies. The humidity will come up a bit, so perhaps a few more clouds mixing in, and that could lead to an isolated thunderstorm as a bit of energy slides off to our north and west. High temperatures will remain in the mid-80s. A stronger area of energy will pivot through the Great Lakes and into our region on Friday, along with a cold front. This will increase the risk of a few more scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Otherwise, skies will be partly to mostly sunny, with highs bouncing back into the mid-80s once again. Into the weekend, a ridge of high pressure will build in, both at the surface and aloft, and the heat will spread our way from mid-country. Hazy, hot, and humid weather will be expected on both Saturday and Sunday, with highs in the lower to mid-90s, and it looks like we could extend that hot weather into the early part of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a cold front will extend from parts of the upper Midwest to the southern high plains and produce showers and thunderstorms over this region today. The Storm Prediction Center has issued a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over this area, with the potential for mainly strong wind gusts and hail, although an enhanced risk with an isolated tornado threat cannot be ruled out in the Midwest near the St. Louis area. Heavy rain associated with the thunderstorms will produce mainly localized areas of flash flooding. Along the trailing end of the front, windy and dry weather will likely support elevated fire weather conditions for portions of the Great Basin and parts of the southern high plains for the next couple of days. And the excessive heat across the south is showing signs of abating during the next couple of days as a strong upper-level ridge begins to weaken. High temperatures across the southern high plains should average about 5 to 10 degrees lower today, but still high enough to top the century mark. Some monsoonal showers and thunderstorms are expected to linger over the central and southern Rockies. Meanwhile, heat and humidity will be on the increase across the eastern United States as the winds turn more southeasterly ahead of the cold front. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 45 degrees, with a northwest wind at 14 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 46 degrees. In Albany on the hour, patchy fog and 66 degrees, the dew point 62, 87% relative humidity, a north wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.15 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 117 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 26 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-80s, Boston increasing sunshine in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the upper 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 84 degrees, the low 67, the average temperature 76, that's 4 degrees above normal. Just a trace of rain yesterday, 1.3 for the month, which is 54 hundredths of an inch below normal, and 15.57 inches for the year, which is 4.84 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 83 degrees, the average low 62. The record high 96 set in 1997, and the record low 44 in 1950. Sunrise this morning was at 5:31 a.m. Sunset this evening 8:31 p.m. 15 hours of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the mid-80s today. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-80s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm. Increased humidity a bit, leading to an isolated thunderstorm in the mid-80s. A mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers and storms Friday in the mid-80s. Hazy, hot and humid Saturday and Sunday, lower to mid-90s. More heat and humidity on Monday with an isolated thunderstorm staying in the lower 90s. And partly sunny with highs back toward 90 again on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.